Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday. Wow, we're moving right along. Thursday, the 21st of December. Christmas is so close. Christmas 2023 is upon us, and in 5 minutes, snap your finger, it'll be gone, and we'll be hurtling towards the new year, and it's going to be 2024. Wow. And it's the year of our lives. Just understand, the year of your entire life. Because in 2024, either we win the presidency or the country's finished. So by November, by this time next year, you're either going to have President Trump as president or no country. And we're going to have revolution and civil war and World War III and maybe all the above at once. I mean, talk about exciting times. I don't know what to say anymore, but we are so close to disaster. We are so close to the end of America. We're so close to a collapse of the economy and so close to a collapse of the border. I mean, the border has already been overrun like the Alamo, and millions are coming in. And 2024 is going to be the line in the sand. It's over after 2024. There will never be a 2025 if we don't win in 2024. And if we win in 2024, November, then Trump is president in January 25. And he can right this ship. Of course, there'll be massive rioting all over the country. If Trump wins, there'll be massive rioting. They will absolutely riot and say, he stole the election. He did something wrong. Trump is going to try and deport everybody. Remember that, deport everybody. Can you imagine what's going to transpire in this country when Trump announces he's deporting tens of millions of illegals that came in under Joe Biden? The biggest deportation in the history of the world. Can you imagine what the ACLU will do? Can you imagine what Antifa will do? Can you imagine what Black Lives Matter will do? Can you imagine what radical Latino organizations will do? And the only way that Biden or whoever replaces Biden can win is to say awful, god-awful things about Trump and convince people on the left to be scared to death because he's Adolf Hitler and he will end democracy. And sure enough, Biden-Harris 2024 campaign compares Trump to Hitler. Joe Biden's 2024 campaign today accused former President Donald Trump of parroting Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler, likening statements of the two in a highly inflammatory social media post Wednesday featuring images of Trump side by side with Hitler. The official Biden-Harris Rapid Response X, formerly Twitter account, posted the graphic which compares statements of Hitler with Trump's, along with the caption, "Trump parrots Hitler." This is not a coincidence, the account wrote. The previous day, Biden claimed the rhetoric Trump uses reminds us of the language coming out of Germany in the 1930s. Hours earlier, attorney author Mike Godwin, who coined Godwin's Law, I never heard of that, asserted it's perfectly okay to compare the former president to Nazi leader. On Monday, historian Douglas Brinkley said Trump has been dabbling in Adolf Hitler his whole life. Twice failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton fueled fears that Trump will act as a dictator if he defeats Biden in 2025. On December 14th, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the former president was echoing Hitler. Last month, MSNBC contributor Claire McCaskill, the former senator from Missouri, said Trump is even more dangerous than Mussolini and Hitler. And this is all what I've been trying to teach you and educate you about and warn you about. for how many years on this show? 8 years I've been on TV and radio. My ninth year will start in February. And I've always told you that this is Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. They are Hitler. They are the KGB. They are the Gestapo. They are the East German Stasi. Democrats are. So they accuse you of it. It's really unbelievable. What happened in Colorado the other day, that's Hitler. That's it right there. They don't want you to run. They take you off the ballot for no reason. China gloats. China gloats over the chaotic Trump Colorado ruling using the law as a political weapon. China's Global Times state propaganda outlet in commentary on Wednesday decried America's chaotic judicial system and the use of the law as a political weapon while addressing the Colorado Supreme Court ruling to remove Trump from the presidential ballot. It's unbelievable. China is laughing at us. Can you imagine? Trump has faced similar legal cases in other states, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Michigan, but outside of Colorado, he won them all. Following the ruling on Tuesday, legal authorities in California and Maine stated publicly they're considering similar action to keep Trump off the ballot. Following the ruling, the Colorado Supreme Court received support from Trump's potential election rival, incumbent President Joe Biden, who claimed Trump certainly supported insurrection, no question about it. Unbelievable. So China, even China, which has a communist party that weaponizes its government and arrests people in the middle of the night, takes them away, never seen again, even they are laughing at us and taunting us. I mean, it's just incredible. The Global Times asserted the attitudes of both parties further reflect the rottenness of American politics and that the law now seems to be exerted as a political weapon. They predicted the Trump case would aid in further unfolding the rottenness of U.S. politics because the court is attempting to curtail Trump's political rights, rights that do not exist in China, which does not hold presidential elections for all the citizens. The U.S. is a country that has always been perceived as having many loopholes, with constant internal quarrels, and political chaos is indeed the essence of American politics. They also predicted that Trump winning the 2024 presidential election could destroy the United States. If he, Trump, this is China talking, if he, Trump, were to be elected president, the procedural justice of the U.S. would be difficult to maintain. No political system can withstand continuous shocks. The current American political system is a result of the preservation by generations, and a few more shocks may lead to a collapse, a fact which is of great concern to Americans. In a separate report, however, the Chinese state outlet predicted that the ruling in Colorado would help boost Trump, as he does not need Colorado to win next year's presidential election. But outrage against the ruling could galvanize Trump supporters. So that's what China thinks about the idiocy going on in the United States of America. And as bad as the idiocy is involving Trump, it's even worse involving the open border. I mean, it's now fait accompli. Our entire country is being destroyed. Our fabric of our nation destroyed. This is a catastrophe. What's happening at the border is a catastrophe. Someone called me yesterday and they told me that people coming in now are getting court dates for the 2030s. They're told you can come back to court in like 2033. And here's a Chicago alderman backing it up. He says the Biden administration is letting in asylum seekers under false pretenses with court dates in a decade. Chicago alderman and Democrat U.S. House candidate Raymond Lopez reacted to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson attacking Texas Governor Abbott for sending migrants to the city by stating that the blame should really be on the Biden administration for letting asylum seekers come to this country under false pretenses and then giving them court dates 10 years from now. So that's exactly what I heard from my sources after the show yesterday, that all these illegals coming in are being given court dates in 2033 and 2034. So A, they're never going to come back. You'll never see them again. B, they're never going to court. C, even if they did go to court, you'd never get them out of the country because now they've been a member of our country for 10 years. They put down roots. They've got a job and they've got a house and maybe a mortgage and children. 10 years from now, they may have three children. And now they go, you can't kick me out of the country. This is exactly how they play the game. Everywhere in America, including Las Vegas, I have reports coming in from my fans who are in the military or in the airline industry that airline jets are flying illegals into the Vegas airport. Not the Vegas airport as in, the main airport, which used to be called McCarran. Now it's called Harry Reid Airport. I'm not talking about the airport. I'm talking about Nellis. Regular commercial jets are landing at Nellis Air Force Base so that normal people can't see what's happening. And they're landing at 3 in the morning to drop off thousands of illegal immigrants. And this is happening all over the United States in every big city. Here's an article. Illegal immigrants flood airports, get priority seating as America gears up for holiday travel season. I mean, this is a joke. A surreal scene has been unfolding at the nation's airports. In videos posted to social media, an eyebrow-raising phenomenon appeared to be evolving as dozens of migrants are seen traveling from one destination to another. On Tuesday, journalist Ashley St. Clair blew up the story about Delta Airlines facilitating the travel of illegal migrants at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. My Delta flight from Phoenix appears to be flying migrants who crossed the border or being shipped to New York. When I asked the Delta representative if this was the case, his response was, "What does it matter? They're humans too." What is happening, she says. Are taxpayer dollars paying for this? Of course they are. Are you kidding me? We just figured out it's $500 billion a year. Our country's going broke. What does it matter? They're humans too. Wow. Migrants are not considered illegally in the country after being processed and requesting asylum, the Daily Mail reported. St. Clair continued to post other videos from the airport where she said, where she was departing as she was headed to New York, entire flight full of migrants being shipped from processing centers on Delta Airlines. Amazing.
Hi, Wayne Allyn. I'm so proud.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, Wayne Allen.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Roots on fire. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu are the answer. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you, to keep you healthy. His revolutionary Z-Stack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. His Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. And now that it's flu season, you need Dr. Zelenko's Z-Flu. Z-Flu is a delicious gummy formula that boosts your immune system with zinc as well as helping you recover from illness. Right now, go to Z-Stack Life and use the promo code WAR for a special discount just for my fans for Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Flu. Z-Stack Life, promo code WAR. All right, so, I mean, I was reading you this article about this gal... This conservative podcaster was on a flight from Phoenix, and her whole flight was filled with illegal migrants. It's unbelievable. I've never been on a flight like that. I've never seen anything like that. It's just incredible. Journalist Taylor Hansen shared a video from the Phoenix airport on Wednesday where he said he'd seen 40 migrants in 30 minutes explaining they're receiving priority boarding and are skipping security lines. He reported that migrants from Africa, Venezuela, and Mexico are at the airport. Many are being routed to North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. I mean, can you believe when they say receiving priority boarding and skipping security lines? It's, you know, it's the same reason all of us were supposed to be forced, mandated, to get a COVID vaccine. I never took it, but a lot of you were forced to do it. And yet, they don't force anyone to get the COVID vaccine who's an illegal alien coming over the border. It's just amazing. Both Delta and American Air were flying migrants to multiple locations, giving them priority seating, Hansen reported. In all my years of reporting, I've never seen anything like this. Wow. Fox News correspondent Bill Melugin cited Customs and Border Protection sources to note there were more than 12,600 migrants encountered at the southern border in the last 24 hours, the highest single-day total ever recorded. The true number is significantly higher because there are thousands still waiting to be processed in Eagle Pass, and they do not count in the numbers until they are put in the computers. He didn't even mention the gotaways. How many get away versus every that are caught, everyone that is caught? Just incredible. So, the official numbers yesterday include over 11,000 Border Patrol apprehensions of illegal immigrants and more than 1,600 migrants encountered at ports of entry. This breaks the all-time record of 12,000 encounters that was set just 2 weeks ago. We are under invasion, folks. Invasion. And they're letting them fly however they want, wherever they want, giving them a phone, giving them a free flight, free phone, and a $5,000 Visa card. Amazing. Another story. Migrants claim Mexican officials are helping them cross into the U.S. illegally to Eagle Pass, Texas, where a staggering 14,000 have entered this week alone. And so Mexicans are helping them. The Mexican government is helping them all get across because they don't want them. You know what? It's so ironic. This reminds me of Israel. Right? The whole Arab world doesn't want Palestinians. So they want to stick them with Israel. And when they cause problems, and they're terrorists, and they're murderers, they all want to blame Israel. But the rest of them don't want a single Palestinian in their country. Egypt is building a wall so no Palestinian can ever get in. And it's the same thing here. It's the exact same story here. You know, it's really amazing. Mexico doesn't want the illegals. They want us to take them, and they want to say terrible things about us if we don't take them. Why don't you take them? Why doesn't Egypt take the Palestinians? Why doesn't Saudi Arabia take the Palestinians? Why doesn't Mexico take the illegals? Why is it only the United States and Israel that are supposed to take all these people? Ted Cruz quizzes the Department of Homeland Security on TSA screening of migrants boarding flights and says this is alarming. Ted Cruz wrote to the Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who's got to be the most evil human being in the world. He should absolutely be arrested right now, indicted and arrested for treason, and tried for treason. He is a traitor to the United States. He is leading the open borders disaster, catastrophe, the poisoning of America. But Alejandro Mayorkas, Ted Cruz is seeking more information about the screening of migrants who may have come through the border via the CBP One app and are now seeking to board flights. Well, Americans must present an acceptable form of ID to fly, or at least have their IDs confirmed. TSA is permitting illegal aliens without ID to opt for an alternative identity verification process utilizing the CBP One app. Cruz says in a letter to Mayorkas, saying the process takes illegal aliens at their word and they let them fly on planes with you. Amazing.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now.
USA News Update. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The root is on fire. So I want to mention the sponsor of this show. Always have to. Gold Get Capital. I mean, gold is just flying. Let me check in what gold did today. I think I heard it went way up again today. I never checked on my show here. So gold gains again. Gold's at 2,060 now. Again, right at all-time records. Why? Because the world's on fire? Because America's in decline? I saw the other day Costco has sold $100 million worth of gold. Can you imagine? Costco. $100 million worth of gold bullion bars in the last quarter at Costco. Now they get gold bars and people buy them. Middle-class people buy them. Because everyone knows inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. Our borders are under invasion. America's in decline. The world's on fire. And central banks, smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. They're on the pace to buy the most gold all time this year and beat last year's record. And so what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Get up to $15,000 in free silver. Call them toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. You've got to own gold and silver. You've got to protect yourself. It's financial security. All right, our guest is Jason Isaac, CEO of the American Energy Institute, senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He served four terms in the Texas House of Representatives. Jason, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
So there's a little-known group funded by the left-wing dark money that is shaping federal climate policy. They're called Ceres. Is that how I pronounce it? Ceres?
Yeah, I think it's Ceres, yes.
And they're based in Boston. They're focused on combating global warming. Tell us what kind of damage they're doing to our country and to our economy.
Yeah, you're talking about an incredible impact that they're having. So not only are they changing policy within the EPA, their former EPA administrator is their CEO, Mindy Lubber, but they're affecting policy in the Department of Energy, in Congress, but more importantly, they're affecting policy in the corporate boardroom. And you would think, wait a second, why? How are they doing this? Well, they're using this tool, ESG, this environmental, social, and governance. And this organization is really the godmother of ESG, this evil, what I call what it does to energy, it makes it expensive, scarce, and government-controlled. And that's what's happening. But they're implementing these policies using corporate coercion. And just in the last week, you have a lawsuit from, I believe, Tennessee. Their attorney general has filed suit against BlackRock for weaponizing their capital against American energy producers, but in violation of antitrust laws is what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it's all because of groups like Ceres. They've gotten these policies implemented through corporate boardrooms because they know that, for the most part, they can't get them done through the democratic process because voters would overwhelmingly reject them.
Right, so they're getting rich while they think they're saving the world. But they're not saving the world. This is all about getting rich. That's all it comes down to. It's making Biden and Obama's donors rich and screwing over the middle class. Because I've said this for years and years and years, Jason. I've been on the radio for 8 years. I've been on TV for 8 years. I've been guest on radio for 30 years. And I've always said that climate change and green energy will destroy the middle class because they have no idea. It's unimaginable to them how high their electric bills will go and how high the gas in their car will go. We will be like Europe. We'll have $10 a gallon gas, $12 a gallon gas, and the electric bills will go from, you know, $200 a month to $2,000 a month, and no one will be able to afford to live.
You're absolutely right, and this is one of the things I love about my involvement at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. This, the nation's leading state-based think tank, does not accept any money from any government entity whatsoever. On the other hand, you've got groups like Ceres and others that are actually testifying in front of Congress in support of creating these programs like the Green Bank, which are like, what is this? Well, it's just you and I giving up more of our money to help people go out and promote wind and solar, because they're not buying it on their own, much like they're not buying EVs. You know, just today in Maine, the Maine legislature was set to propose and approve a ban on the sale of gasoline-powered cars, but they had power outages that prevented them from casting those votes in the Maine legislature.
They're so dumb.
It's so great.
They're so dumb.
But you're so right about the eroding middle class. I mean, electricity costs in Texas over the last 3 years are up 25%. Disconnects across the country are up significantly. Last year, there was a 30% increase in people that got their electricity disconnected in the United States, and over 76% got their natural gas disconnected. That's going to make for a really tough winter.
You know, I have friends who live in Texas who are absolutely conservative Republicans, but they bought an electric car for whatever reason, and they took it to Las Vegas to visit us. Like, this was about a year ago. And they said, oh, my God, what a miserable trip. Never, ever, ever again will I buy an electric car. I said, what happened? They said, what, do you know between Texas and here, to drive between Texas and Vegas, we had to stop like 16 times to charge it. And each time we stopped, it was like 3 hours. What do you do for those 3 hours? How boring can it get? You know, so, I mean, people don't understand. Electric cars only make sense, number one, if you're rich, because they cost an absurd amount of money. But number two, if you just do local driving around your town, 50 miles here and 60 miles there and 100 miles there, and you go home and charge it each night, and tomorrow you have another 60-mile trip, you're fine. But other than that, it makes absolutely no sense at all. And if there's ever a national emergency and you got to get out of town, you are screwed, because there'd be no way to leave.
Yeah, you're certainly not taking an electric vehicle on a, you know, when you need to escape some sort of a weather event, God forbid. But this is all part of Ceres Investor Network that they're driving. They have this corporate electric vehicle alliance that is forcing electric vehicles down our throat. And the consumers are overwhelmingly rejecting them. Last year, there was 34,000 EVs sitting on lots. This year, it ballooned up to 121,000. People don't want them. They're sitting on lots longer than 90 days. And I just published some research a couple of weeks ago that shows that you and I, as ratepayers, taxpayers, and consumers of, you know, gasoline or diesel vehicles, we're helping subsidize to the tune of nearly $50,000 per EV sold, and you and I aren't driving. That's why when I give speaking events, I'm like, does anybody have an EV here? And, you know, usually one or two people will raise their hand on some big groups, and I'll say, I'm still waiting on my thank you note, because I'm paying for wealthy people like you to drive around in your fancy gadgets. Meanwhile, costs for gasoline cars are skyrocketing because of the market manipulation. They get this crazy multiplier if you're an EV. If you save a gallon of fuel, you should get credit for saving 1 gallon of fuel through the corporate average fuel economy. Well, the federal government says, no, you get credit for 6.67 gallons. It's this arbitrary number. It's where Tesla made nearly $2 billion last year, and they would not have been profitable had it not been for them selling these corporate average fuel economy CAFE credits to other automobile makers. And you and I are the ones that are getting screwed and paying higher costs.
You know, I like Elon Musk, and obviously he's on my team politically, but I've always felt like he's kind of a con artist, because he's never made any money. Over his entire career, he's made billions, and the entire billions are chalked up to getting tax credits to move his plants to certain states, and then he takes the tax credits and sells them on the open market or trades them, and he makes a fortune. That's the only way this guy's ever gotten rich.
He has been brilliant. Yeah, he's been brilliant playing the game and saying, hey, if you guys are going to offer this, I'm going to make a ton of money off of it. And he's done exactly that because of the left creating these other markets. And it's just completely arbitrary. It doesn't do anything to mitigate a changing climate. This whole cult-like fascination with decarbonization, I call that the climate cult's Kool-Aid, because the result is the same. Getting rid of the CO2 in the atmosphere, which is just already a trace gas at 0.04%, it doesn't do anything to mitigate a changing climate. I've run the numbers for the UN model on climate change, and it's just their way to control everything that we do.
Right. Well, listen, if tomorrow, if we could control climate change, if we could, And I don't know that mankind ever could, but if we, and I don't even know that mankind causes it, but if we could, and if it's caused by us, and the United States tomorrow lost all of our jobs, and everyone went broke, and there was nobody in the streets, and everyone was starving to death, it would do nothing for climate change in the world, because China and India and countries like Russia would still be belching coal plant pollution into the air, and gas and diesel, and we would be doing all of this for nothing, because unless you can get all of them to do the same thing, which is to bankrupt their people and take away all their jobs, which no one else is dumb enough but us to do, then we aren't even a little 1% against all that.
No, you're absolutely right. John Kerry was calling for this ban on coal, and he doesn't realize that the jet fuel for his private jet is being refined at a refinery in China that's powered by coal, because they're building two coal-fired power plants a week. Now, it's interesting because they're using Iranian oil, because the Biden administration has just completely turned a blind eye to the sanctions on the sale of Iranian oil, funding terror attacks on over 80 of our military installations in the Middle East now. It's just a peak level of incompetence like I've never seen before.
Jason, you're the guy who would know, right? When Leo DiCaprio, you know, talks about all day long about climate change, when he takes one of his private jets halfway around the world to, like, screw a model in 12 different countries, what does that cost us compared to Wayne Root driving a good old-fashioned car? It's probably like enough gas for me driving for a year, one trip around the world on a private jet.
Oh, the diesel power in his boat's unbelievable. It's like Taylor Swift flying around in a private jet. You know, I live a high-carbon lifestyle. I embrace it. I think the rest of the world should, too. It's truly where you have economic prosperity and environmental leadership. I'm just tired of these hypocrites that drive around and truly live a much, much higher carbon lifestyle than I do.
And complaining about it and saying they're for fighting climate change. Jason Isaac, we got to run. CEO of the American Energy Institute and senior fellow at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Thank you, Jason.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to save money on...
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the Root is on fire. ScoreBlue.com is our sponsor of this segment. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's the new little blue pill. Yes, it's from the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra, and it costs insanely low, just $5 per pill rather than the 80 or 90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue. But you have to understand, instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company, ScoreBlue is owned by one of my best friends who's a huge Republican conservative, America First MAGA supporter, and Trump warrior. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. By the way, I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. It turns out there are two kinds. The cheap, lower-level, crappy, weak, ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold everywhere on TV and online. And the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory, made with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, except, of course, the price. And that's what we've got here. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, and you know you're buying from a company run by a conservative patriot best friend of war, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com. So this article caught my attention. I think it's great because we need new, fresh blood in the United States Congress. Not just Republican, but Republicans who pledge that they're going to go after Big Pharma and they're not going to, be lackeys who support the COVID vaccine. Growing number of GOP candidates pledge to disavow COVID-19 vaccine and Big Pharma. COVID-19 and concerns over the influence of pharmaceutical companies on elected officials continue to be a hot-button issue for candidates vying for political office as a movement that began earlier this month on social media garners increasing support. Dr. Mary Tally Bowden, a practitioner in Texas and founder of the Coalition of Health Freedom, has used her platform on X to call on candidates in races across the country to make clear their position on whether the COVID-19 vaccine should be pulled off the market, and to publicly pledge that they will not accept campaign donations from pharmaceutical interests. Want to help? It's primary season. Let's replace the politicians who aren't protecting their constituents, Dr. Bowden said. Ask your representatives publicly whether they stand with 17,000-plus doctors to support pulling the COVID shots off the market. The movement appears to be gathering momentum. Dr. Bowden says 26 candidates and elected officials from 11 states have publicly signed on, stating the shots must be pulled from the market. David Lowe, a combat veteran, a current stay-at-home dad, is running in the Texas Republican primary for state representative, District 91, told the Epoch Times he was compelled to make the pledge out of principle. It's pretty clear that the numbers and the data behind the vaccine were not accurate, and as a result, we're looking at what's probably one of the greatest blunders in modern medical history. We started enforcing injections on people without having accurate information. It ended up costing lives. This whole episode has been a dark blotch in our country, and it needs to be changed, and that starts with our elected representative. John Perez, who's running for in the GOP primary for House District 133, seat in Texas, cited the outsized influence pharmaceutical companies have on the political system. I pledge right here, right now, I have not and will not accept donations from big pharma PACs or big pharma companies, Mr. Perez wrote. It comes down to individual choice and freedom, not the bottom line of drug companies enabled by egregious government overreach. A poll conducted by Dr. Bowden's social media of her 300,000 followers cited more than 94% of the respondents answering they would be more likely to support a candidate who did not accept money from pharmaceutical companies. Candidates in New Hampshire, Kentucky, and Florida have also joined the movement, with more expected as the message continues to spread across social media. If you look at the data on the uptake of the latest COVID shot, it's clear that most politicians are no longer getting this shot and are no longer giving them to their kids. It is quite hypocritical. If it isn't safe enough for their kids and themselves, how is it safe for their constituents? Thousands have died from the COVID shot, and no one is doing anything about it. The past 2 years have seen the COVID-19 vaccines become mired in controversy. The original COVID-19 vaccines were taken by more than 80% of Americans. First of all, I don't believe that number. They were not taken by 80% of Americans. They were taken by 90 to 100% of dumb Democrats, and they were taken by maybe 40% of Republicans, and together it's probably somewhere in the 50 to 60% range. But you couldn't convince people to take them unless you convinced them everybody else is taking them, all your neighbors, all your friends, all your family. So they made up a number, 80%. It's not 80%. If you started to think 80% took it, then you would take it. Because people love to join in whatever everybody else is doing, right? Mr. Lowe says, while GOP voters have a diverse set of concerns, including crime, the border, and inflation, just because COVID-19 is off the front page of the newspapers doesn't mean it's out of the mind for constituents. Conservatives and everyday voters have a growing concern about the vaccines and the influence of pharmaceutical companies in our political process. We need to acknowledge there's an issue and that it's going to affect our country for years to come. I've been saying that, you know, the amount of deaths is accelerating so fast. Just open up the newspaper. Just look at the news at night. So many people in their 40s and 50s and 60s are dropping dead suddenly of heart attacks and strokes, mostly heart attacks, and turbo cancer. That this issue is really what it's really about. In another 3 years, I don't think society will be able to function. All the people you need to run society are going to be dead from taking this vaccine. It is a huge issue, whether you know it or not. I'll be right back. Wayne Allred.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.